Moment I am talking of Dhruvas.
Yes.
What is my moment, that we shall discuss later. First of all, the question was yoga. You asked me. Yoga means to control the mind and the senses. So if one is not able to control the mind and senses, he does not know what is the meaning of yoga. You read Bhagavad Gita, bring Bhagavad Gita.
Do you understand the necessity of controlling the mind and the senses?
Yeah.
Can you see why it's necessary?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Not to the full extent. Because I can't completely control my mind.
The thing that is covered when we're always acting on the sensual platform, agitated in the mind, is we either not experience our self, our eternal self, which doesn't change. We become locked on the temporary platform. Because all of our attention is lodged in the mind and the senses, and we are lost to ourselves. So any kind of self-realization process means that you have to control the mind and senses, or you cannot be self-situated. Beyond being situated in the self, there may be more. But that's the first point. That's the point, basic point of yoga.
What is Krishna's answer? What is Krishna's answer? What is Krishna's answer to yoga?
He wants to have, being self-situated is one thing. Then where does Krishna enter into the system? That's his question.
Self-situated, when you are self-situated, just like in the water, you are taking bath, in the pool, something has fallen on the water. Some of your key has fallen. And you have to find out. You are just trying to settle at the water and see where is the key. So when your mind and senses are controlled, then you can talk of Krishna. Before that you cannot. Because Krishna is missing. When uncontrolled mind and senses, you cannot capture Krishna. That is not possible. The same example. When the water is agitated, you cannot see where your things are falling. You have to wait to make the water calm and quiet, then you'll see, here is my key.
What are the ways in which...
Come here.
What are the ways... How can we get to Krishna?
In the sixth chapter, the practice of yoga, process.
Direct from the beginning.
Really?
To
practice yoga. To practice yoga, one should go to a secluded place.
Now, first of all, you have to find a secluded place. Yoga practice is not possible in a hotel or in a public place. It is not possible. You have to find a secluded place, first condition. Then?
And should lay kusha grass on the ground and then cover it with the deer skin and the
sun. Then there is process of making the asana, deer skin, kusha asana, then cloth. You have to sit down in that asana. Asana, dhyana, dharana. Then?
The seat should neither be too high nor too low.
Everything is there. It should not be too high, not too low. Then?
And should be situated in a sacred place.
A sacred place. This place, formerly, those who are practicing yoga, they are going to Gangotri, where the Ganges is coming down, in the Himalaya, in the Haridwar, in a secluded, sacred place. These are the conditions, first condition. So, while you are getting these conditions fulfilled, you cannot practice yoga in a hotel, or in a class. That is not possible.
How did you decide whether the place is sacred?
Huh?
How did you decide whether the place is sacred or not?
How do you decide whether a place is sacred or not? How do you tell?
What is a sacred place?
Sacred place generally is that very lonely place, solitary place. If it is not solitary, it is not sacred. Yes, they used to sit down in the Himalaya where the Ganges is coming. There is a sacred place. If you go simply on the Ganges side on the bank of the Ganges, Jamuna, you'll find immediately purify your mind. Immediately. Or on the seaside where there is nobody disturbing. These are sacred places. Then?
The yogi should then sit on it very firmly.
Then, yogi has to sit down very firmly, like this. Yes, straight, perpendicularly. Then?
And should practice yoga by controlling the mind and the senses.
And then he has to practice meditation for controlling the mind and the senses. First of all, asana, place, sacred place, non-asana, secluded place, alone. That is better. These are the yogic process.
What do you mean by control your mind? If you're control the senses, if your senses are controlled, can you see anything wish, hear anything wish, or say something wish?
Just explain what is control. Mind and sense.
Well, controlling it, being in control of your mind and senses, means that whatever destination you fix up with your intelligence, you understand you want a particular result. Right? Then, if you're in control of your mind and senses, then it means that they won't disturb you.
First of all, thing is, what is the aim of practicing yoga? So, to achieve that end, that purpose, you have to control the mind. But the mind is very frequent, going here, there, there, here. So first of all, you must know what is the purpose of practicing yoga. Why you should practice yoga? So in order to achieve that goal, you have to concentrate your mind. And therefore, you have to control the mind going here and there. That is control. Mind business is acceptance and rejection. This is mind business. Immediately I accept, it is very good. Again, next moment, no, it is not good. Rejection. This is called flickering mind. So, by yoga practice, you have to make your mind in such a way that whatever you decide, that is correct. Not the state of rejecting and accepting. So, first of all, you have to know why you are practicing yoga. As you ask the question, why control of mind? Then the next question will be, why you are practicing? What is your aim? You are going to practice yoga. Why? What is the aim? That's right. Therefore, you must have to concentrate upon God. Therefore, you have to control your mind. You have to withdraw your mind from any other engagement. Only concentrate on God. Then what is God? Now, if you want to concentrate, find out God, the divinity says simply by practicing, you will find out, you must know what is God. And that suppose you are passing some ticket, you do not know where to go. You do not know, you say, I'll have to find out where to go. What is it? Then why purchasing ticket?
Yeah. How can you purchase
the
mind on God before you know what
He
is?
Huh? Huh?
So how can you focus your mind on God before you know what God is?
Yes. So then what is God?
That's what I came to ask you.
And then?
Oh, he wants to know.
And that is Krishna. So, if you concentrate your mind on Krishna, that is yoga. That is first class. That is stated. Please say. Yoginamati sarvesham madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumam sami yuktatam. He is first class yogi who is always concentrating his mind on Krishna.
On Krishna?
Yes. Only on Krishna. That is, yoginam api sarvesham. Read the translation.
In the world yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all.
Yes, this is the highest of all. So, to concentrate your mind on Krishna, that is, highest perfection of you.
Yeah, but I want to know why Krishna in particular.
Then if there is question of why, then you do not come to us. You can ask somebody else. Because Krishna is accepted, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by all the yogis, all the saintly persons. Therefore, there is no question of why. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam, that is the decision of the Vedic literature. All the acharyas, we have to follow Mahajana Jinagata, big personality. Now, in India, the big personalities in the modern age, Shankaracharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhya Acharya, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya, all of them accept Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. Formerly, 5,000 years ago, Vyasadeva, before that Narada, everyone accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality. So there is no question about Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Why? Because these people accept, the Shastra says, the Vedas says, therefore He is the Supreme Personality.
doesn't follow the soul.
And then you'll never be able to follow.
Well, the
revealed scriptures.
No revealed scriptures. That's why do you accept the Queen as the Supreme? Why?
We don't.
Then you are not very sane.
Yeah, but why? I mean, there's a thousand...
You say I do not, but you do so. You are by law, you are obliged to do so. If you say it publicly, then you will be something else.
It happens. In Scotland, there's one university, Stirling University, and the Queen visited there, and she was treated in a very insulting way by the students. And as a result of that, the university and those students, they were put into a great deal of trouble afterward. Of course, the Queen is not supreme anymore, but she's still sufficient.
I'm giving an example. Officially she is the supreme of England. That you cannot deny. If you do so, then your position, you know. Similarly, anything, call a spade. If everyone says that this is electric lamp, and if you say no, I don't say. Then what can be done?
We can see
that,
but we can't see Krishna.
But that is, you have to see through the shastra. Shastra Chakusha, that's like you see the sun. It is like a disk. But when you go through the shastra, authorized books, you understand that it is 1400,000 times bigger than the sun. So what is the value of your seeing? Why do you believe you are seeing so much? Your all seeing is defective. You cannot say that you are perfectly see. You cannot say that.
Do you believe that there are other ways?
There is no possible belief. Now, let us say, we believe that if I see, there is all night. But what is the value of your seeing? You cannot see beyond this wall. Does it mean there is nothing? So what is the value of your seeing? First of all, you consider. You are questioning that I cannot see. But what is the value of your seeing? But you are seeing electric lamp, but why do you believe so much on your seeing power? You cannot see so many things. Even though you have got the eyes.
I have no reason not to believe.
Huh?
I have no reason.
No, that is not good. If you say, I cannot see beyond this world, there is nothing. Nobody will take your words.
I don't know that.
You can say you don't know, but you cannot say that because you do not see, therefore it is nothing.
No.
You cannot say that.
You're not denying that Krishna exists, but why is
there? You have to know by the process. You have to know by the process. Just like, can you see your father?
Can I see?
Can you see?
I can see.
So how you can see? Who is your father? How you can see?
Who is he?
Huh?
Who is my father?
Why? Why you accept somebody as your father? Why?
Because my mother
told me. Huh? But you do not see.
Yeah.
So you have to believe the authority. Then you can see.
Yeah.
Father existed before your birth. So you have to ask from mother, who is my father? And if she said, he is a gentleman in the past, then it's all right, it is easy. Otherwise, if he makes a research, who is my father? Go on searching for life, you'll never find your father.
So to come to the point, as you pointed out, in the past, back hundreds of years, thousands of years, all the great authorities of spiritual knowledge and yoga, right, have accepted Krishna as the personality of Godhead. And the ancient Vedas, they confirm it clearly in many, many places. Now, if someone comes and he says something else than Krishna is God, I am God,
you find out the
or just like God, then it's different. That's why not move on us.
Parabhamma, param dhamma, pavitram, param. Yes, sir. The 10th chapter.
10-10?
Yes. Param brahma, param dhamma, pavitram, paramam bhava.
Param brahma, param dhamma, pavitram, paramam bhavan, purusham, shashvatam, divyam, adideva, majam, vibhum. Arjuna said, "You are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading beauty. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita,
so he is referring to these sages on the authority.
And Vyasa proclaimed this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me."
Then, sarvamitam vidam manne.
Sarvamitam vidam manne.
Jadvadesukesha.
Mavadesukeshava. Nahite bhagavan jaktim vidvadeva nadanva. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the gods nor demons, O Lord, know thy personality.
Yes. Immediately he understands Krishna. Sarvamitam vidam. Whatever you have spoken, I accept. Then there is no dividend. And you are accepted by Devala, Narada, Vyasa, and you are speaking yourself, and later on all the acharyas have accepted. Then I'll follow Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. I'll also follow great personalities. The same reason, mother says, this gentleman is my father, that's all. Finish business. Where is the necessity of making research? All authorities accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. You accept it, then you are searching after God, is finished. Why did you waste your time?
So we say that Krishna is God, right?
Huh?
If we let's suppose that we say Krishna is God.
Yes.
Perfect. Then do you believe that there are other ways apart from the way that you're going to get to Krishna?
Yoga means to understand Krishna.
Yeah, right, but I mean
practically. So when you understand Krishna, then there's no need of yoga.
I don't think you can ever understand God. I don't think you can ever understand God.
No, if you go to the place, that's like if you go to the airport, then you can understand which airship is starting from, which gate, there are so many things you can. But if you do not approach the airport, simply in other place, how you can study airport? First of all, come to Krishna. Then, try to understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, you become liberated. First of all, we have to know that here is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Then you try to understand. But if you do not approach there, where is your question of understanding?
Yeah, but somebody else will say, you come to us now,
we are not concerned with some. We are concerned with the authorities. Yes, sir. Somebody says, he is not your father. We are not concerned. My mother says, he is father. That's all.
Yeah, but Yeah, but if my mother tells me, I only believe it.
Then you are unfortunate. If your mother tells you lies, then you are unfortunate.
Yeah, but I only believe it because I get a
bit of
authority.
But generally, you have to believe. Generally, you have to believe mother. There is no other way. To understand the father, generally, you have to accept the statement of mother. If your mother tells you lies, that is misfortune.
Yeah, but you're not giving us any answers. You're just sort of saying, believe in us. Assume that you believe in us, right? To give us an answer.
But believe, you have to believe.
Yeah.
You have to believe. Or otherwise, you cannot make progress. You have to believe.
Yeah, but say in the position of not particularly believing in anybody. I mean, there's loads of organizations around believing us, believing us.
No, if you don't believe, that is a defined thing.
What you're saying is this. This Guru Maharaj, he says, you believe in me, and I'll show you everything. And he's saying that, but he's accusing me.
Who cares for the Guru Maharaj? He is Narada. They will have bad thoughts. But everyone can say, I'm God. Then I will understand. The Guru Maharaj says, I can say also, he can say. Then go on study. Who is God? The same question. Everyone says, I am your father, I am your father, I am your father. But whom you have to believe? You have to believe only mother.
Okay, well, there's another in this case.
Shastra.
Shastra.
Maybe information
about the father.
Shastra to push that. Yes? No, it won't. It'll tell you very almost identical information. If you go in the Bible, it will say God is your father.
Hmm.
Father means he is sufficient to beget a son. Right. Now, if God is a boy, how can the son come out from a boy? But if God is a person,
we have not had
then you can have a son. Clearly, Krishna says, I'm the father of every living being. And for Bible and Bhagavad Gita, they're saying the same thing. But not that God is void or light. Not saying that. Somebody else is saying that, therefore, we're very, very skeptical now. He has not got the authority of these scriptures. If he says your father is a void, that is nonsense.
And where is our experience? From void, the son is born. Where is your experience? Let's suppose you are a person. You have dropped from the void.
I'm not arguing for divine light or anything. I'm just
take it philosophical. Can a person come from a void? Void means zero.
Yeah. Well, that's the same.
But a person is not zero. There's so many personal qualities.
I mean, if you're going to stick to strict logic, you can't. I mean, this isn't logical.
Well, you can, sometimes by logic you can find out what is false. Mm-hmm. What is truth, then we get some authority.
You say it's logic because, say, everything in that book fits in with everything else. I mean, so it's a total form of logic in itself.
Yes.
Your logic starts from the assumption that the book is correct.
Yeah.
Then why you are arguing? That is logic. Why you are arguing? Why don't you accept what I say? Why you are arguing?
Because
that is logic. Therefore you are taking the shelter of logic. You are taking the shelter of logic. Logic means argument. Reasoning. Our logic is, because Krishna is accepted by all great authorities, yes, our logic is simple.
But Christians might say the same thing. They might say that the Bible is logic.
Yes, and that's all right. They accept God.
Yeah.
We accept God.
Yeah.
The only difference is they do not know who is God. But we know who is God.
No, they don't know who is God as well.
No.
You won't get any good information about God. God is great, God created. Finish. That's not very much information. We have a lot more information about God.
In his letters.
There's a difference between the arithmetic book you get in the first grade of school and the calculus book in terms of the amount of information. And we can tell you more about God because the Veda gives more information than the Bible. But the basic principle, God is there. God is a person. He's in both places.
This is Christ, the Son of God, therefore God must be person. A person can beget a son.
But God exists now.
Yes, always exists.
But therefore
where
is he? You
know, why is he?
Where is he?
When it is,
yeah.
He's here. Do you have eyes to see? That's all.
He says, I'm sitting in everyone's heart. And from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. If you turn toward him, he'll give you knowledge. And you'll be able to see him. But you have to find out who to turn toward. Then you can turn. So from saintly authorities, the line of masters, and the Vedas, we find out where to turn. And if you turn properly, then by Krishna's grace, you'll see Krishna. He'll reveal himself in the course of time.
Have you all seen Krishna?
Yes, we have all seen Krishna.
Well, daily, every moment. Every moment. Otherwise, you mean to say, yeah, blindly following something. Yes. Why don't you see Krishna? There is picture of Krishna. Why don't you see? Driving horse. Here is Krishna. Why don't you see? If you see the photograph of your father, is it not seeing your father?
No.
No? What can I tell you?
All I was saying was, when someone...
Seeing the photograph of your father, is not seeing your father? Is that your argument?
No, it's seeing a photograph of your father.
What?
Yes, but
God is absolute. God and God's photograph, there is no difference. God and God's name, there is no difference. Therefore, God is absolute. He is not relative. You can say the photograph is not my father. That because it is relative. But God is absolute. God's name, God's form, God's presence, everything is God. That you have to understand. Absolute nature. Otherwise, have these boys and so many thousands and thousands of devotees, they are chanting Hare Krishna. If Krishna, this name, is different from Krishna, are they foolishly simply chanting Krishna? Krishna and Krishna's name is the same. Krishna and Krishna's photograph is the same. That you have to understand. Krishna is absolute.
Krishna, you mean Krishna is absolute and Krishna is everything?
Yes.
Then why does Krishna have a specific form?
So why not? Krishna is everything. Suppose if I say, I am everything in this my institution, does it mean I have lost my personality? If I say, this Krishna consciousness movement, if somebody says that Bhaktivedanta Swami is everything, does it mean that I have lost my personality? That is material, understand?
Yeah, I don't see.
Krishna keeps his personality, still he is a rishi.
You see, in the government, there are so many cabinet ministers, offices, etc. Right? And in every cabinet minister and in every office, the will of the prime minister is going on. Therefore, in one sense, the prime minister is everything. Still, the prime minister is the person who is in control of all those cabinet officers and offices. And you won't find the prime minister in each office, but he's there because of his influence. In the same way, you're in Krishna's energies, and he's everywhere through his energies, but he remains the person in control.
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Matsani sarvabhutani naham tesu avasthita. Although you do not find Krishna in somewhere, but his energy is acting. So one who has eyes to see how Krishna's energy is acting, he sees Krishna. Same example, because the prime minister's energy is working in that office, so the prime minister is there present. So everything is demonstration of the energy. Just like you are in the room, you have not seen the sun, but as soon as the sun sign is there, you know the sun is there. You see the sun through the sun sign. Although it is not that sun has come into your room. The sunshine, coming of the sunshine within your room is sufficient knowledge to know that here is sun is there. That is the Vedic statement. That you can understand there is fire and there is heat. If there is light and heat, then you can understand there is fire. That heat and light is sufficient. Now what is the heat and light? This is energy of the fire. So, when the Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, these material elements, bhumi, rapo, analo, bayo, earth, water, fire, air, they are mind energies. So, if one has studied Krishna, then as soon as he sees a great ocean, he sees Krishna, or this is Krishna's energy. As soon as he sees big anything, fire, water, anything, he sees Krishna, nothing but Krishna, because he knows. Exactly in the same way, as soon as you feel heat, you know that there is fire. You don't require to see the fire, but if you feel or it is hot, or there must be fire. This is studying Krishna. And this is called Krishna consciousness. To feel the presence of Krishna everywhere. So everything requires training, undergoing the process, then it is possible. It is not impossible. So if you also go, the training, the process, you learn to understand. You learn to be.
The Krishna conscious one means faith that Krishna exists.
Not only Krishna exists, what is my relationship with Krishna? What is my duty in that relationship? Everything.
Just see who can produce this. Who can produce something like this? Supposing you take your best chemists and engineers.
Well, they must call it God.
And you see who can produce, right? They cannot produce anything with this texture. It's my strength.
You know this.
And then you say, now, So many persons can make an artificial flower. It's not as nice as that one. But they cannot reproduce that. And then we say that Krishna is the personality of Godhead, who's full of knowledge, full of beauty, full of power. With full knowledge, beauty, and power.
Because he has got full knowledge, he knows how to... This flower has come from earth. Another flower has come also from the earth. But the fragrance is in the earth. But you cannot take the fragrance from the earth. You do not know. But Krishna is taking, you see. Therefore, his knowledge is perfect. Omnipotent. Omniscient. He knows how to take. He knows the process. So many flowers are coming.
Then when you can see a flower in this consciousness, then you can see Krishna. It's through that flower, Krishna is smiling at you. He's smiling at you through that flower. And he's there smiling.
I can see God smiling at
you. Yes, sir.
So, but you do not know who is God. That is the difference.
Krishna is saying, I am the cause of everything. From me, the whole creation flows. He is the person who has designed the flower that you cannot design. And if you want to see him directly, you want to associate with him personally, he says, only by pure love and devotion can I be seen. Therefore, our yoga is to love Krishna. And then you can see everything when you see Krishna.
But this is your yoga, right?
It's Krishna's yoga.
Yoga means connection. As soon as you study Krishna in this way, you make your connection with Krishna. That is perfection of yoga. Yoga means connection. It's Sanskrit word, yoga. And the opposite word is vyoga. Disconnection. Yoga, vyoga. So yoga means, real yoga means to connect your relationship, your identity with Krishna. That is called yoga. Take a little prasad. Come on.
Take a little
sweet.
Okay.
Come on. No, I'll give you. So, let us stop here. Next, I can listen to. Thank you very much. So bring little mint. Yes.